heart dwellers, don't ever offend your angels. They've been sent to watch over you and help you fulfill your destiny. And this is something I got from Kevin Zadai. I encourage you to listen to his teachings, except he doesn't understand the sacramental side of the church the same way we do. So be careful with that. But what I want to say is that these are the end times, and because of that, millions of demons have been released on the earth to come against us. And to offset that, the Lord has released millions of angels so that we all have angels that can help us fight the good fight. So it is very important that you do not offend your angels. They observe everything that goes on around you, the way that you react to people, the things that you skip and don't do that you know you should have done. Little white lies are poison. Lying should not be part of our repertoire at all. Even when we have to cover something up, it's better to be humbled than to lie and try and cover something up and make yourself look like someone you are not. We know about that, don't we? So the Lord has released angels for this time, multitudes of angels for each soul on the earth. And they read a book of destiny in heaven. This is what Jesus told Kevin. They read a book of destiny for each soul they're assigned to, so they can see exactly where that soul should be going and make right turns and left turns, stop and go, and different motions at certain junctions to make sure you stay within your destiny. So the angels constitute a tremendous amount of energy that is being expended from Father God to get us on the right track and stay on the right track. So if your gift is prophecy, you have the angels of God helping you with the prophetic. If the gift is works, you have angels alerting you to what things need to be done, hospitality, that kind of thing. If the gift is administration, you have angels that help you with administration, so that the body can be complete and working together. Not just one here, one there, but everyone working together to fulfill each other's destiny. We cooperate as one body. So what you can do is, when you find yourself in a pickle, is call upon the angel for that department of your life. For a mechanic, it would be call upon the mechanic angels to come down and show you what's the matter, why you're not getting it fixed. And also the Holy Spirit is wonderful for that. When I lose anything, I call upon the Holy Spirit to uncloak it and reveal its location. And most of the time that works if the item is on the property. If it's off the property, it doesn't work. If you're an artist, ask for the angels for artists. If you make rosaries, ask for the rosary angels to assist you. And I highly recommend all of you make rosaries. You can find out how online. If you're in a dangerous situation, call upon the protecting angels and also Saint Michael. And he will send the right angels, or come himself, to defend you and protect you. Always use the blood of Jesus with anything you have a problem with. Whenever I go to the Bible Promises, I always cleanse the Bible Promises with the blood of Jesus and ask the Holy Spirit to show me what I need, what scripture I need to see to handle the situation. The angels will also be nearby Ask the Lord to open your eyes to see your angels. And he will. It's going to take some effort, but it's totally worthwhile. And you can hear your angels as well. Eat this, don't eat that. Go there, don't go here. You hear it in the back of your ear, really. It's a light sound, but it's sometimes accompanied by a feeling, a bad feeling that you shouldn't do something. Sometimes it's accompanied by a good feeling that you're doing what he wants you to do. So the angels are there to help you fulfill your destiny. If you're a musician, you have musician angels, you have traveling angels, you have all kinds of angels to help you fulfill that mission. Angels that are good with lyrics to come and help you when you run out of lyrics for a song. They are there to help you, and they work in every department of your life. And what they are there for is to help you fulfill your destiny. They've read your personal book of destiny, and they know what God wants to do through you. And their job is to go down there and help you stay on track, move mountains, fight demons, alert you that you need to say certain prayers, go into worship, whatever it is that you need to do to stay on track. The holy angels will help you. So I just wanted to do a short on this. The angels will help you fulfill your purpose on earth. So don't offend them. Be aware of them and work towards recognizing them. And I've seen them, and they do reveal themselves. But you have to slow down from our fast-paced, fast-food environment. Slow down and really savor the moment and rest in the Lord. And then you can start to see them. But if I get frantic doing something, because they have a demon called a frenetic demon that causes people to be frenetic, then I have to stop it dead in its tracks and wait on the Lord. Also, enlist the Blessed Mother to help you learn to walk in the Spirit. She's constantly aware of your needs through the Holy Spirit in heaven. That's one of the gifts that those in heaven have. They are aware of multitudes of situations to pray for. So the Lord is with us, and our angels are with us. It does take discipline and effort, dear ones, to connect with our angels. And if we're having trouble, just ask them, help me connect with you. And they are there for you to help you through every situation. The Lord bless you, dear ones. We're in a war, but we have a lot of heavenly assistance. Amen.